Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That's what's up. Buzz 24/7 brought to you by New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Our guest is going to be joining us here in a couple seconds. He's been on with us before. Juwan Mass is his name. He does a show called The Ghost Brothers. And three guys on...
So spooky.
Ghost Brothers Lights Out, and it's streaming on Discovery Plus. Just started. The new season just started. And they've been doing it for 6 years, chasing ghosts. And Dalen and Juwan went to college together and then added a third as well into the mix, Marcus. And they've been doing it ever since, and they're funny, and they do paranormal research, and I believe they're hooking him up with us now. We welcome from Ghost Brothers Lights Out, Juwan Mass. Good morning, Juwan.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing really well.
Love it. It is Ghost Brothers. I think we've spoken before.
Maybe.
Actually. I think we have spoken before. Ghost Brothers Lights Out is a show that's streaming on Discovery Plus now. You teamed up with Marcus Harvey, and I think there's another gentleman that you do it with, correct?
Yeah, Dalen Spratt.
How did you guys get into this?
Man, that's always the first question we get because it's new, right?
Right.
And the way we got into it, man, is because we didn't see any representation of ourselves in the field.
Yeah.
So literally back in 2011, I want to say, Dalen and I were roommates, and Dalen woke up in the middle of the night with this idea of, like, we should hunt ghosts. Like, he kicked my door and it was like, woke me up and was like, hey, bro. We need to hunt ghosts. And I was like, whoa. Like, bro, like, today's 420, right? So I'm like, yo, Dalen, you all right, bro? Like, I'm like, yeah. But no, like, literally, like, that morning I woke up and was like, man, that's brilliant. Like, let's go for it. So we went ahead and shot some stuff, put it up on YouTube, got Marcus involved, and literally 5 years later, and we were being contacted by a network.
See,
that's so awesome.
What I love
it was awesome.
I love the fact that you know your buddies when he kicked your door in. Like, he believes that he kicked my door in the middle of the night. That's only your best buddy will do that to you. That's awesome.
It.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Now, were you guys interested in this stuff before? Were you surprised where he came up with the idea?
I was interested just because we had experiences when we were younger, right?
Yep.
Right.
So Dalen had one when he was younger, around like 7. I mean, he believes that he may have had an attachment from touching a dead body at a funeral home. It was a really traumatic experience for him, and he woke up in the middle of the night when he was younger at his grandmother's house and saw this apparition.
Yeah.
I was in a graveyard late at night, running through the graveyard, and I felt the presence of something running with me. Or what I assumed to be running with me, but I couldn't see anybody. And I'm like, yo, there's something beyond this natural realm that we're currently existing in. So, like, we had these experiences at an early age, but it wasn't until, like, we got to college and we got to know each other, and I found out that his mother was a pastor, and we talked about, like, the spirituality, that we shared these common things. And then when we brought Marcus on, Marcus really didn't have his first experience until, like, we started investigating.
Yeah.
So it's a broad scope of, like, all of our, I guess you can say, intro to this paranormal world.
Here's the thing, though, Juwan, is that, you know, what the genre needed was comedy. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not a funny genre. Mm. I mean, you watch it and you always get these geeky people in there, you know, they're all, you know, but it's not funny. But, dude, this is the paranormal Poppy we're talking to, okay? I mean, there's personality and style in it, which I think is a huge breath of fresh air into a genre that desperately needs it, because, you know, sometimes people take, I mean, you can be serious about it and still have fun, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. One of the things we've been saying since, the inception of Ghost Brothers was, ghosts are people too. So, like, if you laugh in your real life, why wouldn't you laugh in the afterlife, so to speak, right?
Right.
Like, why do you have to approach everything with, like, an antagonizing or authoritative tone? Why can't we be, I don't know, earnest and cool, calm, and respectful. Like,
right.
I think there's just different ways to doing it. I honestly don't think that our initial way of looking at it was to be this thing that the genre needed, more so than just like, let's just be ourselves, and it just so happened to be what the genre needed.
Right. Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm just saying that for me, that's what I appreciate about it, is, you know, that it can make you laugh as well. Kelly Brown, question for Juwan Mass from Ghost Brothers. Go ahead.
Juwan, I'm looking at the write-up for episode 2, Dead and Forgotten, which is available for streaming. It's you're dealing with a notoriously haunted Michigan asylum, and it says, as the guys sift through the freaky facility's sordid past, they encounter restless souls. Come on.
Yeah.
Kelly's not a believer.
Like, how did you encounter them? What did you feel? What did you see?
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Man, so, like, first off, that was a lot of S's in that description. That was, like, really big on that little S. I was like, wow. And you read through that with, like, no mistakes. I was like, okay.
Professional. He's a news guy. He's good at reading other people's stuff.
If only he did his newscast that well.
Right. There you go.
He's a professional. Then the Eloise Insane Asylum in Michigan was one of our most, like, honestly, exciting yet, like, scariest locations. We did something. We used the SLS camera, and the SLS camera is one of those pieces of equipment that detect anomalies. So, like, you scan the room, and on this pad or tablet, a stick figure will pop up, which would suggest that there's an anomaly present. And it's not just getting that figure, more so than getting that figure as it applies to the story. So we're in the kids' room. We're actually in the area where they would keep some of the kids in the insane asylum, and, like, we had this small stick figure pop up on the screen, and we're asking questions that and it was responding to it being a child. And then, like, it starts doing playful things. And next thing you know, me and the child are kind of interacting. Like, I'm interacting with the anomaly. So, like, I move my leg, it moves its leg. And it's like, that's what's really interesting when it comes to evidence. Like, you have this intelligent, it's almost like an intelligent entity, right? Like, it's not just, like, making its presence known, but it's making its presence known when it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are the things that kind of, like, give you chills. I hear voices. I heard footsteps. Like, the basement of that place, I'm going to be honest, like, I'm walking down the hallway. Marcus had left me by myself. And, like, I hear footsteps in the corner. And it's like, I'm terrified to even go down there because I can barely, like, walk that direction because I can barely see my hand in front of my face.
Mm.
And, like, when you turn the corner, you don't see anything. And you're like, all right, now, like, is my mind playing tricks on me? Like, all this stuff starts running through your mind. And, like, when I tell you, man, that's like, some real emotion that you have to deal with. It's like, it's fear, it's excitement, it's exhilarating. Like, it's all of those things. But ultimately, you still don't know what it is that you're dealing with. And, like, that's why we're there, to try and find these answers.
You want to see a fat guy fly? You put me in that situation. You'll see me fly right the hell out of there. I am not going in an old rundown insane asylum. No, thank you. Thank you. Check, please. For those reasons, I'm out. No way. I'm not. Freaking scary.
I just think, why not, man? Like, they're just, I guess you can say they're just misunderstood, right? They're just looking to be understood.
Juwan, I will go into
an insane asylum.
I will go to a haunted house. I am really creeped out by the old insane asylums because the stuff they did there was bad, you know, in the old days.
Yeah.
I'll go to a haunted house, you know, restless spirits and stuff like that, but I just can't think that anything other than a malevolent spirit is going to live in a place like or exist, should I say, in a place like that. So that's me, though. That's me.
That's real. That's fair.
You know? And you and I, very similar in one particular way. Juwan's an Eagle Scout, by the way. I, one merit badge short. I stopped just one short. Almost. Almost.
Oh, man.
Great.
Oh, man. You're right there. You're right. That's like, you're on the goal line, man.
I know. I didn't finish. I did not get across the goal line. I was.
You're a lifer. I got you.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, well, it's good to talk to you, man. And the show is funny. You can see it on Discovery Plus. They've got episodes that come out every single week. They go to a gold mine, I think,
episodes coming up.
But always good to talk to you, man. We appreciate you taking some time to hang with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Man, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the support. All right, guys, take it easy.
Good luck to you, man. That's Juwan Mass. There's something about insane asylum scare the hell out of me. Spooky World.
Oh, something about those.
The scariest attraction at the Spooky World is the one where they did the insane asylum for a little bit. I can't. That was where the girl crawled backwards.
Yep.
They're scary, especially when there's real ghosts there walking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spooking you.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're a non-believer. That's fine.
With you, Kelly.
I don't.
So the chances that his roommate in the middle of the night wakes him up and says, "Oh, we're gonna go hunt ghosts," and he's like, "Oh, well, I had this paranormal experience once," and he's like, "Oh, and I touched a dead body once," and so that's how two random college roommates come up with. No, it's a gimmick so they can get a TV show and be famous. Like, there's no.
Man, you have no faith in humanity.
Yeah.
You have no faith in humanity.
Who's talking?
Somebody, what are you kidding me? The guy gets up and has an idea of something that they can do. As you know, they're already doing YouTube stuff now, mind you. So they have the idea that they're going to go out and they're going to do this and see where it goes. 5 years they did it.
5 years.
Five.
Before
Five.
They got a network to be interested in. Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. As
but it doesn't mean they're not. It doesn't mean they're not being legit.
I say yes, good for them in the sense that they're on a TV show. It's funny. It makes it's entertainment for people, but it's entertainment for people. It's
people
not.
People that want to believe.
If you're going to watch that show,
fall into the hole.
If you're going to sit down and spend time on watching that show and nothing happens.
They're funny, dude. They're funny.
Something has to happen. That's what keeps people around. To me, I enjoy watching those shows. Not about that, but some of the locations I just find are scary enough. It doesn't always have to be, oh, hey, we heard from a spirit.
I look at it much like UFOs, okay? I'm not arrogant.
Out there.
I'm not arrogant enough to think that we're the only things that exist on the planet. How the hell do I know, right? I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
You mean to tell me in this whole universe, there's nothing else living? Come on.
There is. They just haven't been here yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty adamant.
Yeah, show me the pictures. Where are they? Pictures. Do you have any? Yeah, I don't think so.
Just like Bigfoot.
Well, there's all kinds of video and pictures are out of things that they cannot be identified.
Out of focus. Show me a picture of an alien.
The things that have been pictured in the sky that cannot be explained. I mean, you don't know what they are. Just like I don't know what they are either. But I'm allowing for the possibility that they may be something that comes from someplace else. You are so arrogant about your existence.
Must be aliens.
You
they
feel
came
like
that close, but they didn't land on Earth.
Yeah, you ever been
and
to China?
No, not
you
one
ever been
picture.
To China, Kelly? You ever been to China? Then how do you know it exists?
Yeah, good one.
Okay,
just blew me away with that one.
There's actually pictures of China.
So what?
I've seen pictures of Bigfoot too.
I'm simply saying, I'm open to possibilities. Okay. There's more than just us.
I have said that I probably agree with that. They just haven't been here.
Okay. What about ghosts? Ghosts don't exist at all. No spirits at all. There's no forces or there's no other thing, energy in the universe?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, there isn't.
Well, yours is a simple existence that's easily explained. Your world is black and white, and everything is right there. I believe that there are other possibilities. Scotty does too. He just doesn't like fighting about it.
I'm because you're fighting with somebody about it that he's just gonna.
But you can support me.
I believe in UFO. I believe that we are seeing stuff that we can't identify.
Okay.
Do I always think it's from another world? No. No, I believe Joe.
And ghosts?
Ghosts. I know people who've dealt with.
You cannot explain what I saw. You can't explain it.
What? Was it somebody levitating?
I've explained
the levitating guy?
No. I didn't see anybody levitate. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the ghost in this building.
Yes. There's no way I describe exactly to a T what that guy looked like to the woman who knew him after seeing him in the building in the middle of the night. I described to her what I saw, and she cries. Norma, beloved Norma, may she rest in peace. Yet somehow that's BS.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Yep. All right. Well, see, you're going to believe what you're going to believe.
I worked an overnight. I sat in the old studio, and it was very early in the morning, and I'm like, oh, there's somebody here.
Mm.
And I ran out, and there was nobody there. All I can say is I know what I saw. It wasn't a reflection of me. Mm-hmm. It was
kind of a shadow.
Bringing this stuff up, you risk people busting your balls about it and making fun of you, which is fine. I left the building. I shut down. My job was to close the building, shut the radio station off, turn the lights out and leave. I go out, I leave, I start my car, I look up, I watch every light in the building go on. There is no master switch. They all went on at the same time.
Ghost.
Explain how that happens.
Explain how we have a technical problem right now in this studio that people can hear us in certain areas. There's an explanation,
Kelly,
somehow.
Kelly, every light switch in this building got flipped at the same time.
It had to be a ghost.
I'm with you. I saw something. Didn't turn lights on. All I know is I ran out and, hey, there's nobody here.
I didn't make that noise.
Hey. And all I remember is when you stood in the studio, you looked right ahead, you looked straight ahead, and that's where other people sat. Right-hand side was the window,
yep.
And it was a pretty good-sized window.
Yep.
And I did not see anything in the beginning. I saw it probably a step or two before they went out of the window frame.
Yeah.
And when I ran out, there was nobody there. Shorter size man, I would say, for lack of better words, the Pete Rose haircut, white, bang, and that person was gone. Nobody there. So,
have you ever told that story before?
Yeah, I've said that I saw somebody.
Yeah, but you didn't go into describing it. I don't think you've ever gone into describing that, because I would be like, it happened to him too.
Yeah.
But no, Kelly, we're lying. I've been telling the same lie for 30-plus years.
Oh, I believe you think it's true. I don't think you're lying.
That's such an
insult. I believe you think it's true.
Means either, A, I was hallucinatory, or I was, you know, on something, or whatever.
The brain does some crazy things.
I wasn't alone. There was somebody else with me who saw it.
I was alone.
You see, this is where it just aggravates me, where you aggravate me. Because you tell me you saw a red car go by, I don't go, yeah, you probably whacking out. You know, no. I go, Kelly saw a red car. I mean,
okay, it's a ghost. I believe you, Greg.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Had to be.
How easy was that?
That was pretty simple.
See how easy you can make somebody feel better, Kelly? Mm-hmm. God. All right, well, anyway.
You believe in ghosts, but I'm the crazy one.
Hey, whatever. I don't care. I'll take it, whatever. Well, there you go.
The whole UFO thing?
Uh-huh.
Take me.
He wants to be probed.
I want
to
be.
You're on top of the Capitol building
on
the sign.
Yep.
Take the curly hair girl.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for checking out the Buzz 24/7. Everything Roadkill and I said to you is absolutely 1,000% true. Hook me up to a lie detector. I don't give a shit. Hook it up. Let's go. It happened.
Mm-hmm. It did.
There's no way to explain what happened.
Of course, I tried to explain to the DJ that came on after me. He was just like, what were you in here? What were you in here smoking? What were you doing? Who is here with you?
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.